That's Sandy Patty. It's 7 o'clock, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Gospel Music Buffet. And tonight, the Gospel Music Buffet is going to be paying tribute to a great husband, a great father, a great grandfather, a great great grandfather, super guy, super friend, super patriot, and that's Bill Crouch. It's just yesterday that he went home to be with the Lord, that I found out about it, and it just totally just blew me away. And I know a lot of you are feeling the same thing right now, feeling that sense of loss. And hopefully the music that I have programmed tonight will bring some comfort to you. And I'm going to be reading some of the comments I've gleaned from Bill's page about him. And I think everybody will see how much this man was loved. Going to open up the show, though, with Phil Driscoll and the Lord's Prayer.
Hallowed be.
That's Phil Driscoll opening up the show with the Lord's Prayer. And again, tonight's Gospel Music Buffet is dedicated to the memory of Bill Crouch. His daughter made an amazing post, and she said, and this was his daughter, Tanya. Now, I've not met Tanya. I've met Monica many, many years ago, and met Bill back in the latter part of the 70s, and I was working in real estate back then, and sold him a home that he and Linda purchased off of me, and that started a friendship that lasted for many years. You know, we wouldn't see each other sometimes for, a few years, but every time I would see him, it was that same great smile and that same great warmth of, and his charm that would greet you. You know, it was like he had never been away. And then when we got on Facebook together, I've totally enjoyed his post, his encouragement, his prayers. When I was in the VA hospital probably 3 years ago, Bill was one of the guys that was praying for me. And I never forgot that. He was a friend to all who knew him. I don't think you really understood or people really understand what he meant as a friend. I mean, he exemplified friendship. That's the best way that I can put it. If you made a friend with Bill, you had a friend for life. And I know when I told him that I was moving up to Liberty and, talking to him about the terrain up here, that he would love it up here. And I was teasing him. I said, come on up. I said, I'll give you a piece of land on my property or a lot where you can build a house. I'd love to have you living next to me. And we're just joking back and forth on Facebook like that. But I really meant that. He was the type of man that you would want as a friend. He was the type of man that you would want as a neighbor. He was the type of man that you would want to have your back. He was just a great man and a great American. I got to share some of these posts with you. Tanya, his daughter, posted, the most amazing dad, husband, papaw, great papaw, brother, son, friend, and anything else you can think of, left this world yesterday. He will be so greatly missed. I love you, Daddy. Carla Moore said, I know there are so many hearts broken right now for this man. He was a ray of light on a dark, cloudy day. He could always make you smile, no matter your mood. God, I miss him so much. My heart breaks. Thomas Stevens said, I love you, brother.
I know I'm feeling sorry for me. There's a lot of self-pity going on. Tomorrow I will be okay. The dawn will bring a brand new day. I'm sure by then I'll be fine. Lord, today I really need a friend. I know that understand. Would you hold me while I cry? I take a lot of your time when I should be strong. I should be standing by now, but it's you I'm leaving. While I cry, strength today. Lift my spirit, Lord, I pray. Will you just hold me while I cry? I take a lot of your time when I should be strong.
Karen Peck in New River, and Hold Me While I Cry. And my prayer is for God to put his arms around the whole family and all the friends of Bill Crouch who felt like family, and surround them with your love, Lord, and hold everyone close to you and give them peace, Lord. Give them comfort right now when they really, really need it. Don't you wish that we could open up a little portal to heaven?
Oh.
And see everybody on the other side and see that new body and see how good they're feeling now and how happy they are. And the grief would be so much better and so much easier to handle, but we have to accept by faith, and we have to accept it with the faith of a child, that Bill's got a new body and probably a brand new Harley, if I know Bill. And he's riding down the streets of gold right now as a young man, as a healthy man. But it would be so nice if we could see our loved ones on the other side, wouldn't it? It would take away a lot of the grief that we suffer. You know, we're only going to be here just a vapor. And then we've got that afterlife that's going on forever to look forward to. But man, it hurts. It hurts the physical part of us. It hurts this earthly part of us when we lose somebody like that. There's an emptiness. There's a void there. And the only one that can fill that, you know, is God and God's peace and God's comfort. And that's what I'm asking for tonight as you listen to the show. If we only knew what heaven looked like. And here's the inspiration to tell us about it.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? You asked the Lord for healing, but that healing never came. And in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky. Praying, Lord, you know what's best, but I don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving. if you only knew.
If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time, if you only knew.
To be absent from the body is present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now. I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down Heaven's Avenue. We're having a big celebration. If you only knew.
If you only knew. I'm just going home. Prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew. Things look much better. Shines, we're having a time, if you only knew.
There's only one thing that I long for when I reach my home on high, to see my Jesus in His glory and to reign with Him on high. I'll be so glad to see my mother who has gone on to that land. But I long to see my Jesus and by His side to stand. So I'll keep my Savior with me on my journey to the sky.
Well, I'm on.
That's Ivan Parker in My Journey to the Sky. 7:21 and good evening to you. We are remembering Bill Crouch tonight as we do the Gospel Music Buffet, and hopefully the music will bring some comfort to those of you who are hurting out there, knowing that you're going to get to see him again and you're going to get to be with him again, and he's going to look healthy and happy, and you're going to be all healthy and happy, and we're all going to be up there in heaven sometime together and sharing so much joy. But while we're left here behind, you know, we're hurting right now. And that's totally understandable. Here's the Cathedrals, a mansion over the hilltop.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold that silver.
What a I saw a cripple dragging his feet. He could not walk like we do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Oh, but he said, up in heaven, well, I'm gonna walk just like you. Now I saw an old man, he was gasping for breath.
Amen. That's Greater Vision and Hallelujah Square, 729. A big shout out to Duetta Merritt, listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. Duetta, thank you so much for joining us for this special edition of the Gospel Music Buffet. And reading several posts of people and what they thought about Bill. Man, Bill, you were loved, brother. I think you're feeling it right now. Heidi Ridner posted yesterday, you know, right after the news came out. She says, today we lost a great man. One called him husband. Some called him dad. Some called him son. Some called him papaw. Some called him brother. Some called him uncle. Some called him spider. Some called him an in-law, and sometimes an outlaw. No matter what we called him, he was a rock for our family and loved every one of us. He never met a stranger and helped anyone that needed it. We will love you forever. Uncle Bill Crouch. That was beautiful. Here's Squire Parsons, Sweet Duo Land.
I'm kind of homesick for that country to which I've never anymore.
city called glory, so bright and so fair.
When I entered the gates, I cried, "Holy!" The angels all met me there.
They carried me from mansion to mansion,
and
oh, the sights I saw.
Then I said, as I entered the gates of that city, my loved ones all knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven, the scenes too many to tell. I saw Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, Mark, and Timothy. But I said, then I bowed on my knees and cried, "Holy,
holy,
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 holy." I clapped my hands and sang, "Glory.
That's the Happy Goodmans. I bowed on my knees and cried, "Holy." 22 minutes now before 8, and we are paying a tribute tonight to Bill Crouch, and he's gone on to be with the Lord. And that just happened. That just happened a day ago, and it's so fresh. The pain is so fresh in everybody's heart right now, in their minds, their emotions. It's just pure raw pain right now. So hopefully the music will give you a little comfort this evening, and want you to know I want the whole Crouch family to know that we will continue to lift you up in our prayers in the days ahead, that God will give you strength, God will give you comfort, and God will give you peace. Here's the Hoppers. After 7:43, good evening. I'd like to read a couple more of these wonderful, wonderful comments on Bill's page. And, of course, everybody is just totally devastated. All of them touched me in one way or another. You know, I was identifying with the comments, with the words, with a description of Bill. Bill, of all the men probably I've met and women in my life, Bill had no pretense about him at all. You know, what you saw is what you got, you know, and what you got was a great friend, a warm smile, and you could sense the strength, you know, behind the smile, behind the warm demeanor. You knew that there also was a lot of strong man there. You know, he was an unbelievable individual. A gentleman from New South Wales down in Australia, and I've got listeners down there. Jenna and Carl Wheeler live down there. This gentleman lives in a community called Manly, Australia, Manly, New South Wales, Australia. Let me correct that. And it really touched me. His name is Paul Hayton. And I could hear his Australian accent, you know, in my background and of my head as I'm reading this post. But he goes, "My friend, my brother, my American mate. I won't say goodbye because goodbye means going away. And going away means forgetting. I'll simply say, you were my friend, and that in itself was a tremendous thing." And then he had a hashtag there, rest in peace. And I thought that was so marvelous. Here's Legacy 5.
Here's an old favorite song. What a day, glorious day that will be.
your tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day.
What a day that will be. That's the Spear family. That's a favorite of my families. We usually, sad thing about family, sometimes the only time my family gets together is for a funeral, because we're all kind of far apart geographically. And you make a vow when you go there, yeah, we're going to get together more often. We need to do this. We need to do that. And everybody tries, but everybody's got a different schedule. So sometimes it just doesn't work out. But we've always ended every funeral service with that song. And every time I hear it, it reminds me of my family and the ones who've gone on to be with the Lord. I want to read a couple more posts about Bill here, because I just absolutely love these. And this one's by Amanda, and I hope I pronounce your name right, Amanda Stupalski. Amanda Stupalski says he was genuine and real, speaking of Bill Crouch. He was raw and hardcore in his own way. He stood for what he believed in and always, always had a smile and a handshake ready and waiting. Spider, Bill Crouch, you are so missed. Beth Ann Baker Cork writes, this is to all the friends and family of a good man, and that's Bill Crouch. He touched many hearts and was good to everyone all the time. He was real and raw. He was who he was all the time. He never tried to be anything but himself. He was my friend, and I love him. He will be missed by many, many people.
There there's a window into heaven. I close my eyes and I can see where there are no earthly struggles, and the souls there are set free, where the deaf and dumb are shouting, where the blind can finally see, and the cripples they are dancing out across that crystal sea. Now there's a special place in heaven where the unborn babies play. They are rocked in arms by mama, whose time slipped away. And all those unwanted children say, my daddy, he's the king. Oh, their smiles on their sweet faces as they run and dance and sing. Don't it sound like heaven? The Son of God, he's reigning, and all tears are finally gone. Don't that sound like heaven? Oh, don't that sound like a home? Where the Son of God is reigning, and all tears finally gone. The price of heaven is expensive. Don't you worry about the cost. It was paid in full by Jesus when he hung upon that cross,
and all the things he's ever promised, I'm gonna be there like he said,
as an eternal reminder of the precious blood he shed. Don't that sound like heaven? Don't that sound like a home where the Son of God is reigning and our tears are finally gone? Don't that sound like heaven? Friend, don't that sound like a home where the Son of God is reigning and all tears are finally gone? Oh, where the Son of God will be reigning and all tears are finally gone.
I know there is a land of beautiful flowers where we will meet again when
That's the Florida Boys, and the prettiest flowers will be blooming. It's 2 minutes past eight, and we're going to be with you probably another 15 or 20 minutes doing this special gospel music buffet tribute to Bill Crouch this evening. And I hope you're enjoying the show, and if you are, let me know. And if you've got any memories that you would like to share of Bill, please feel free to do so on my Facebook page. My post for the show is public, so even if you're not my friend on Facebook, you can go over there and post underneath the post about the show. Bill Barnett wrote this comment, and I really liked it. He said, and it touched me deeply, "Just lost my brother, Bill Crouch, a.k.a. Spider. Going to be a big void in many people's lives. The world was a better place with you in it. You touched the hearts of all who knew you. You are loved and will be missed. Love you, my brother. Till we ride together again in Harley Heaven." That by Bill Barnett.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it my heaven. I don't care. And call me crazy, 'cause I'm homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone. Call me gone. I'll believe and call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call.
A lot of things in my lifetime, and to be honest with you, smart wasn't often one of them. But thank God I was smart enough one day to call Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And you know what? I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. But it's because of that commitment that a lot of people laugh at me and they call me foolish. I've been letting them go ahead and laugh. That don't bother me at all, because even a fool can see by the shape she's in that this old world's about to fall. But just as long as I let Jesus call the shots, did you know I got nothing at all to fear? And when that roll is called up yonder, don't you call me, 'cause I ain't gonna be here. Call me gone, I'll believe and call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to
Kenny Henson and Call Me Gone. Praying for Bill's family and friends tonight.
I feel the touch in paths that I must try. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me.
Hillary Scott and the Scott family, and we're praying for the Crouch family tonight, Bill Crouch's family and friends, and that God has them in his arms and holding them very, very close right now, that you can feel his love and feel his peace, and feel his comfort. While going through Bill's page and getting comments to read, a lot of them I've used tonight, and I've got one more. I ran across a post, and it was by Angie Crouch Hoop. Now, I'm assuming, and I'm going to see if Sue Pointer will help me out here. I'm assuming, because she said she went to school with Bill's sister, and I'm just wondering, is this Bill's sister, Angie Crouch Hoop? Anyway, Angie, The song you posted, I had never heard before. And I listened to it, and it, you talk about eyes sweating. I've been a basket case all day, but that one just put me on my knees. And that's why I've kind of saved it as we're getting towards the end of the show. But I want to play this because it is absolutely beautiful and so descriptive of how we feel when we suddenly lose somebody unexpectedly. I mean, boom, it happens like that. It's called Jealous of the Angels by Donna Taggart. Wow. Donna Taggart and Jealous of the Angels, 17 minutes past 8. And I want to read probably the last comment that I have gone through, the ones that I've gleaned from Bill's page, that touched so many lives. But this comment was made by a Brandy Hunt. And she said, "Heaven called for one of the most amazing men I've ever met, Bill Crouch, and we called him Spider. He was the best of the best, and it was such an honor to call him my friend. I only knew him for about 2 years, but in that 2 years, got really attached to this man. I would love it when he would come to the Waffle King real early in the morning and drink his black coffee, smoke his cigarettes, and would tell the most awesome stories you've ever heard. He reminded me of my daddy when he would tell certain stories. He had a huge heart. I could tell that he loved his family so very, very much. He would do absolutely anything to help anyone. My life won't be the same without Spider. Waffle King won't be the same without Spider. He will forever and always be missed by so many." And she asked for prayer for his family in this time of need. Said, we love you, Spider. You're one of the bravest, one of the most courageous, and one of the craziest men that I ever knew. And I have to totally agree with Brandy. He was all that and then some. He was an amazing, amazing man. After I play this next song I'm getting ready to play, I'm just going to conclude the show with two more pieces, and because I won't be worth anything after I play this. Excuse me. But I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me tonight for this special Gospel Music Buffet and this tribute to a great American, a great friend to all who knew him, a great father, a great papa, a great, great papa, and so many more. And that was Bill Crouch. Bill, you were loved, and you will be loved for a long, long time. We'll see you later, brother. I'd like to say, welcome home, Bill.
Inflicted war, we are come.